Welcome to Conversations with Toy, a blogcast tackling life one episode at a time. This is the time to air out life's craziest moments. This space is all about speaking about life's hang-ups and ways in which we can leave better than when we started. Topics are all about ways we can find space to be better in life, love, mental space, and health.
Happy Friday. Now hold up. Today is absolutely not a Friday. Today is a special edition of Conversations with Toy because we have none other than Kevin Ross on today's episode. Now this is not my first time speaking to Kevin. This is actually my second time and I am absolutely ecstatic. If you don't know who Kevin Ross is, Kevin Ross is an amazing R&B singer. His range is absolutely phenomenal. If you are a singer, if you are a music person, you have got to take the time to listen to Kevin Ross. His music transcends all levels, and he is just a breath of fresh air in the music industry. Let me just say that one more time. He is a breath of fresh air in the music industry. And there's a few reasons why. First and foremost, he has his own sound. He does not try to imitate other sounds. He just happens to have his own. It's clear, it's clean. It's just absolutely amazing. So we are going to speak to Kevin a little later in the episode. He's like, I don't know what happened, what's been going on with him since the last time he and I talked. And yes, he is actually coming to Philadelphia. For those who live in the Philadelphia area, he is coming to Philadelphia. That is correct. He will be here at City Winery. And if you've never been to City Winery, trust and believe you'll have an amazing time. He'll be here next Friday, the 24th, at City Winery doing a set. And I can't wait. Listen. Kevin Ross's music is just, again, it's something that's classic, it's timely, and he can sing anything. Happy Birthday, all of his hits, somebody else's hits. This man has range, and I love that. I first started to listen to Kevin Ross a couple of years ago. I stumbled upon, you ever been on YouTube and you're listening to one artist, then another artist will come up. Immediately, I stopped whatever I was doing because I was listening to it on my laptop. Probably while I was working. And I was like, who is this? So I kept, so let me just see who this is, played a couple of more songs and fell absolutely in love with the songs, with the music. So then I went down this rabbit hole and started listening to albums and then music. And it just is amazing. Kevin Ross's music is something that you can play in your car. You don't have to skip. I enjoy his music. And if I'm on vacation, it's one of those types of music where you just put it on, repeat, let the song go while you're sitting on the beach having a nice little drink. Definitely while you're in your car. Definitely while you're in your car listening to your own music, especially without my kids. Not that I can't listen to his music with kids in the car. It's just I want to be able to enjoy it without hearing them hollering, going back and forth. Nonetheless, he is here. I cannot wait to speak with him. But before we get into that, if this is your first time tuning in with Conversations with Toy, welcome. I am Toy, the podcaster. I'm also a content creator, a mental health advocate. What else do I do? Oh, I'm an amazing blogger who is going to be celebrating 10 years this November. I have and wear a lot of hats. I'm also a wife, a mom, friend, sister, all the things. And I hope that while you have stumbled upon this particular episode that something resonates with you. The entire purpose of this podcast was to encourage other people who are going through some of their toughest times, whether it be mental health and wellness, which we speak about often. We will always speak about that on this episode and different all the episodes really on this podcast in general. The reason being is that we all have certain triggers in life that happen to us at different points. And oftentimes when you're going through your hardest times, you feel like you are by yourself. You feel like some magical unicorn that just life keeps life into you and to no one else. And we know that that is not always the case. oftentimes we are going through the same things, but because we keep everything close to the chest, we don't realize that we're not alone. And so we built this community in our mind and our mindset that we're by ourselves and there's no help, there's no hope. But I want to encourage you that there is help, there is hope. And I have been to the lowest of lows. I promise you I have. But I'm able to speak to you now because I know that although life may not always come with answers, I know that if you stick it, you know, stick in this thing, and I know that if you go through it, even in the midst of the pain that it does take pain sometimes to get through. I know for a fact that you will get through. You will come out on the other side and you'll have something to tell somebody else who may need you and hear your story and will be able to pull themselves up. In addition to all those amazing things that we talk about, we also talk about what's happening on these internet streets because people be doing the most out here. And oftentimes, you just be shaking your head. Sometimes when I read these stories, I just be like, are you serious? This is what we're doing today? So yes, get ready to have an amazing conversation with Kevin. But before we get into that, let's have our own conversations because this is Conversation with Toy. Last week, I celebrated my 43rd birthday and I told you guys that, oh, I'm going out for dinner. I'm going to be doing these and things, this and this and that. Well, scratch all that. My husband threw the most amazing, epic birthday party for me and my twin. I went to go get my twin because, again, he said we were going out to dinner all together. So I was like, okay, cool. Let me go get her. And that's what we did. In the midst of getting ready, you know, he kept saying, okay, well, you know, let's go and we're going to have some drinks with some friends and we're just going to make a quick stop. And me being the hunger person that I've always am was starting to get a little hangry. And I'm like, hey, well, how long we planning on being here to have drinks? Because I'm a little hungry. My twin, on the other hand, which is actually it's actually abnormal for my response to be that. But my twin was like, yeah, drinks, let's stop. Let's do that. So we get to the facility, to the restaurant, to the bar, whatever it's called, and we get there and they yell surprise. First I was in a state of confusion, then in a state of euphoria because, you know, it's been such a long time that I've had like a celebration, or my sister's had a celebration. Seeing so many people in that room, and when we walked in, it was just, you could feel love. You could feel the love. You can feel the excitement. You can feel genuine care. And I'm grateful for everybody that was in that room, for those who wanted to be in the room and couldn't, for those who had prior plans and could not make it, even for those who felt like they should be in the room and couldn't be or wasn't. Like, I legitimately had the most amazing time. And I can only speak for myself because although I'm a twin, I can't speak for my sister, although she definitely had a good time. I can definitely assure you she did. But in addition to that, I was grateful for the energy so much that, yes, I did have some drinks, but I made sure that I wasn't like drunk to the point where I couldn't remember. Like, I don't want to be telling somebody like, girl, you remember when you did this and that? Like, I want to be like, yes, I remember because I was there. You know, sometimes when you drink and you drink a little too much, you can just kind of like dull that pain. I don't want anything to dull, right? As I enjoyed every minute, every single solitary minute of that birthday party, the energy that was took to bring that together. There were other people that helped. Ashley, Elle, Corey, Brandon, Jamie. There's a bunch of other people who came together to attempt to give this party all the flavor that it needed to have. And so I am grateful for everybody that I know who helped and those who I don't. Everybody who picked up the phone when my husband called or text, I'm appreciative. He just showed me yesterday the invitations. And of course, it just was amazing. Like, my husband, and a lot of few people asked me, like, after the few days that after a couple days later, and people were asking me, like, oh, you know, how did everything go? Because your husband really meant to, like, really do his, he did a big one with this. And I was like, yes, he did. But people don't realize that my husband, that's just the type of person that he is. When he sees a plan, he's going to execute it. And he is going to think about every single solitary detail. That's the first thing that I noticed when we first got together. This was even in college. That's just the type of person that he is. He is the type of person that will remember the small things. He remembers anniversaries and dates of like first dates and things like that, that I may not always remember. But he definitely does. He did the same almost exact thing when we got engaged, had everybody in the room, made it a complete surprise, had people from all over. And in actuality, it's crazy because most of those people who were there when we got engaged were there too. A lot of people were there from engagement to this particular birthday party, and it was amazing. And I'm talking about my friends from Texas, Florida, Virginia, North Carolina. It was amazing, beautiful thing to see. And I'm like, wow, he brought everybody that I know for a fact would be super close to me for the most part, and just had him in that room. And that was the most important part. So yes, my husband is not new to this. He is true to this. He knows how to throw a big shindig party get together. And in addition to that, he knows what I like. He understands the mission, and he definitely will make it happen. And I appreciate him so formally. I've said it to him 1,001 times via person, text. And so publicly, I want to say thank you. Thank you for the time, the effort, and the energy. Thank you for knowing me. Thank you for executing an amazing plan. Thank you for thinking of me and also thinking of my sister. You did not have to do that, and I appreciate it. Outside of the birthday party, which has been such an amazing experience, I didn't do anything for Mother's Day. Now, this was my plan. I was going to be with my husband for whatever he needed, because for you that don't know, he lost his mother almost 8 years ago, and that pain has not subsided for him. It is very real, is very strong, and has its ebbs and flows, and there are many times when his emotions, rightfully so, are strong and they're present. So I was going to be available for him just to see how he was going to do, and I've been doing that the last 2 years. But after that, I had planned to go to, you know, just how hit the streets, kind of hit out and about, do a little shopping, get a little, grab a couple things, enjoy some food. And that did not happen because the fact that the birthday party was on Friday, because of the fact that Saturday we ended up having brunch and kind of just hanging out, doing all kinds of things. I drove my twin back to Lancaster, drove back to Philadelphia same night to make sure that I could still spend a couple moments with my friends again. So it was a long weekend. When Sunday came, I was helping my daughter do some, she's dog sitting, so I was helping her handle that. And by the time I came back from that, honestly, I was still in my hoodie. Birthday stuff was kind of like in my way, so I kind of organized that a little bit, had my kids do a little bit of organizing, and then I pretty much crawled up on the couch, and I'm telling you right now, but shorty, I was sleep knocked out for the count, sleeping, and I was not in the mindset to leave that house. I didn't cook anything. I didn't clean anything, although I had some things I could have done. I didn't do any of that. I simply slept on that couch, rested and relaxed, and eventually went upstairs when it was time to go to quote-unquote bed. I went and got in my bed, and I went to sleep, and that's where I was until Monday. And I slept so good, so well, that I actually woke up late on Monday and just had to maneuver that way. But I felt so energized, so rejuvenated, because it was exhausting. Now, a few things, like I said, we talk about things that are happening on these internet streets, and a couple of things I want to talk about. One of them being, and very quickly, because again, we want to get back and get sure, give Kevin his due, give him his time. I'm here for that, and let's get into that. However, I am scrolling on my TikTok, and you know, TikTok is a wonderful place. I don't care what they're saying. At the end of the day, it's a great place because you see so many different things. And there was a quote that said, this might be why women are initiating 70% of divorces. Here's the video. The video, I'm not going to play it, but what happened in this video was there was a mother. She had one toddler who was already out of the car, and she's trying to get her infant child out of the car. Now, the husband is standing there while the wife has, I don't know, three or four bags of things. And she's trying to carry this baby, pick this baby up. She has all these things. So she gets the baby out of the car. But because she has 2011 bags on her body, on her person that she's carrying, the husband is standing there legitimately with a set of keys. That's all he got, his keys, his wallet, and Jesus on his mind, if he had that. And I'm sure at this point, he didn't have that. And as she's getting this baby out the car, she stumbles back and falls on her toddler. Now, the husband does go and comforts the toddler, but here is the problem. Sir, you did not see her with all them bags, so you decided to just watch her carry all these things? Here is the problem. This is why there's a lot of single wives. There is a lot of single wives. And why are there single wives? Because we got single husbands. I've said this before in this podcast, and I will say it again. There are single husbands and single wives. What is a single husband to me? A single husband is those who are married, but they do not want to act as if they are married. You don't necessarily see them with a wedding ring. They act as if the world is their oyster and they can have whatever it is that they want to have. And newsflash, they will go and try to have all of the things. These are men who got married for whatever their reasonings are, but they really are not into it. So they kind of just move about how they want. There is no cohesiveness of family and get together and, you know, combining lives. It is, well, let me make sure you have all the things so I can come over here and do what it is that I want to do. 90% of those men, that's maybe not be a true number, but that's the number I'm going to give it for the sense of seeing how it works. 90% of those men are the ones that slide in the DMs of different women. They are acting and doing all the most. These are the single husbands. So when you have these single husbands, they make single wives. Okay. These are the wives who do all of the work and they have no help because that husband feels as long as he's paying those bills, there's nothing else for him to do. Let me encourage you as a reformed stay-at-home mother. Listen, we acknowledge and admonish the fact that one person can carry financially the burden of the home, right? We acknowledge that. However, yes, you are going to have to be what is called a helpmeet. You are going to have to help around the home that you live in because we all live together. Even if and the reason why I say that is because a lot of men will say, well, if you're at home, you should be doing all the work. If you're at home as a stay-at-home wife, yeah, you might have to do a lot of the work because you're physically already in the home. So it doesn't make sense for you to hold laundry until he comes home and then make him do it. Yeah, 1,000%. However, when you are in that home, you are still a partner. And as a partner, you see what your wife needs and you fill in that gap. You are there to assist because she didn't make them children on her own. And so as I watch this video, of course, I'm upset. Of course, I'm angry. Of course, I'm just like, you sat up there and did all of that for why? You basically watched your child get injured because had you been the person that said, oh, let me help my wife because she looks like she is struggling. And here's the thing. Let me help my wife because I just need to help my wife. Like, I want to take some load off of her. Paying bills is a lot. I would never say it's not a big deal. But also being a contributing person in your home, this is what I want to wonder if these people are single or kids that didn't have siblings. Like when you lived in your house growing up, you didn't have to help with anything in the house, like no chores. You didn't have to clean anything, cook anything. You didn't have to assist anyone else. You literally just woke up, was inborn into this world, and you just became a selfish son of a, you know what? Just off the rip. I just have questions. I have questions. Okay. And that's why when people see people's other husbands who are doing all these different things, this is when jealousy kicks in. Because it's not that that person wants your person. They just want a person that's like your person. They just want a person like your person because your person seems to be, from the outside looking in, thoughtful, caring, and concerned, all those different things. When I looked at this video, immediately I knew something was going to go left. Like as you're watching it, as I'm watching it in real time, I was like, this can't be real. But this is why we have single husbands that provide and make single wives, because there's no reason why your job should ever trump being a good citizen inside of your home and on the out. And if you are better outside of your home than you are to the people who live in your house, you're already doing it wrong. You're already doing it wrong. I promise you, you're doing it wrong. So yes, I can see why a woman would decide to divorce. And here's the newsflash. A lot of people will say she had it all. He was taking care of everything. She didn't have to do much. And she still divorced him. She still divorced him because in the midst of it looking like he's doing all the things because he's holding down said job. At the end of the day, if he's not doing anything to help her and he's not being a partner to her, a partner isn't more just in service of acts of service. It's about knowing what your partner may need. Sometimes it's acts of service. Sometimes it's, you know, gifts and different things. Like there's a lot of levels. There's a lot of levels to being married. And I feel like a lot of people don't get that. And yes, people can be together for 20, 11 years and decide to go separate ways because there's usually an underlying situation. It's not just all of a sudden things went left. A lot of things brew. And this is why I said, and I know a lot of you are not on my personal Facebook. This is why I said, y'all got to stop trying to be like so-and-so because you thought that their person that they have in their life is the most endearing and enduring person, because there are people who are being gifted all kinds of things and being treated to all the things. And then that person is still not a good partner. And so it, folks get in their spirit and their feelings because they'll see somebody post something, not realizing that many people are delusional. They're delulu, and they will post the beautiful things knowing that they're being abused on the other side, knowing that that person is trash. There's a lot. And so I want to preface the fact that, you know, stop making other people your relationship goals. Stop doing that because it's going to mess with your mental health. You're comparing yourself, your marriage, your certain situation to them, not knowing that we all out here, especially if you're married, you're out here fighting battles that you never even speak of. And then maybe it's just me. I know it's not, though. I just really know it's not. A lot of us are out here like, you know, our partners get on our last nerves. My husband threw me an amazing party, but my husband gets on my nerves often. I get on his, right? And there's times when, you know, you got to make, you know, have conversations that you don't want to have with your person. These are things that happen, but because we only see the glitter, we only see the gold, we focus on that. Please don't compare yourself to anybody. And then not even just in relationships with anything, because that's the theft of joy. And when you deprive yourself of joy because you're so caught up in what everybody else is saying, doing, and having, I promise you, your life is not fulfilled. You can't. You can't. You possibly just cannot. So I just want to leave that with you because, again, sometimes we trigger ourselves because of the things that we want. And I get it. When you don't have, you see somebody else having, you want it. I get that. It's like, I really do get it. I also understand and see the other side of it, that sometimes you can covet somebody else's stuff and not realize the stuff comes with some things that you ain't willing to put up with. I'm gonna say that one more time. You could legitimately covet somebody else's things and not realize that while you're coveting that, which is desiring it, wishing you had it, there are things that come along with having those other things. This is why you should never judge a person because you never walked a day in their shoes. And some of us could not do that same walk and come out the same way. It's just how life works. So before you allow your mental health to take a back seat because you are telling yourself that you're not worthy, you can't have, you're not going to be able to do, I want you to stop that type of what we call thinking and do better, because you can't compare yourself to somebody else. You don't know what it took to get there. Now that we've said all of that, and that was a word, let me just say that was a word. Can we get into Kevin Ross? Okay, I thank him in advance, because we're about to listen to him now, for being on this episode. I'm excited for that. I'm excited for his set at City Winery coming May the 24th. I'm going to leave a link in the bio. Hopefully you'll be able to get some tickets, especially it's Memorial Day weekend. Like, what better way to start the weekend than some of the most amazing sounds by Kevin Ross? And if you've never been to City Winery, I'm a City Winery girly, and here's why. I love wine, right? But in addition to the wine, you have amazing places where you can listen to live music. They have comedy shows, brunches, they have it all. And their food is good. So you have good food, good vibes, good wine. It's a no-brainer. So I'm looking forward to seeing Kevin Ross and going to City Winery, because again, I do collaborate with them often. But in addition to that, City Winery is a good spot to be, because again, if you love food, you love wine, you love good performances, you're going to get it. There have been some heavy hitters that hit City Winery. The last time I was at City Winery, I saw the Dave Hollister. Let me tell you, my night was made. Straight, my night was made, because I love good R&B music. But when I tell you how amazing I felt legitimately listening to Dave Hollister in person, it cannot compare to the CDs. It cannot come. Well, I'm telling my age, because, you know, nowadays we got streaming. So yes, I can still stream Dave Hollister, and I do stream him. But I remember back in the day when I was listening to Dave Hollister on a CD, and it was so bad that, and I'm grateful for streaming, because now my CDs don't got to skip. It ain't got those scratches on it. But when I love an artist, my kids will tell you, my husband will tell you, but my kids even more, when I love an artist, when I love their music, when I love their songs, I will loop it, and it does not feel deranged. Now, maybe you're saying to yourself, Toy, you might be deranged if you keep looping Kevin Ross 11 times. And I'm going to tell you, I care not. I just don't. When I like a song, I'm going to listen to it 20, 11 times. This could very well be, and I'm going ahead and blame my mama because she was just on the podcast last week. I'm going to blame her. She's a choir director. So when she was learning songs, she looped it. It could be very well because I am in a household that looped that I will loop. But when I like a song, it's looped. I will just set it on that little, hit that little button on title to let that thing keep going. And it's fine for me. I don't get mad. I keep letting it go. And that's how I am. So yes, my kids very well know who Kevin Ross is because I loop him. I will just loop. They're like, is that Kevin Ross again? Yes. And I actually played a song for them and I said, guys, guess what? And they're like, what? And I'm telling them like, oh, I'm going to interview Kevin Ross again. No, not again. They were like all hype. They was like, okay, so that means you're going to be looping him for a minute. Yes, it does. I did. And I will. Happy Friday. Let's get into this conversation with none other than the Kevin Ross.
But Toy family, I am back with none other than Kevin Ross. First of all, I'm excited as I've already introduced him into the show, but I'm excited because this is now our second interview. We talked before when he came to Philadelphia and he is coming back. And if you don't have your tickets, I can't stress it enough. It will be Friday, May 24th. Make sure that you get your tickets at City Winery. You already know I'm going to drop. They're sold out.
Unfortunately, it's been sold out for a couple weeks.
Yeah. Ooh, well, sounds like y'all not getting them tickets, but you can support for who do have your ticket. Go ahead and join in. Because it's going to be a lot of fun, I'm sure. So, Kevin, how are you doing?
Going good. No complaints.
So, with this new show, what can Philadelphia expect? Because we're, you know, excited.
Yes, I'm super excited to be back in Philadelphia. I want to deliver an experience for Philadelphia. And so, you know, I'm bringing the band, I'm bringing the singers. And so, it's going to be a vibe. You were there last time, Toy, or...?
I was not. I had already, my schedule was tight. I could not get there. I spoke to your PR. I told her I'm going to try to get there this Friday. I'm going to try to get there. I have, my schedule is open. I have it all on there. Kevin on there. So yeah, I wasn't all able right, to get
well, there. Well, if you come, you know what I'm saying? We will, you know, make sure that there is a ticket for you so that you can experience it. So for those who haven't, it's a very interactive thing. You know what I mean? I'm not there to just perform for you. I'm there to make sure that we are all good. And so, you know, like you said, tapping into, you know, mental health month and, you know, all that stuff, it's all a part of the show. You know what I mean? In a sense of making people feel good, making them feel comfortable, you know, breaking that fourth wall, you know what I mean? And so, it's going to be great. It's going to be a great time.
So I know people ask you this all the time. And of course, everybody asks you, what's your favorite song? Of course, we've talked about this the last time. But my question is, if there's a song that you do perform, and is there one that's like, it's a good song to perform, but it's still, you know, you feel like you still have to like step into your artistry when you're doing it?
Step into my artistry. I mean, I think every song on stage, I'm in my artistry. I think it's just more so about, you know, what's more fun. I think that to me, it's a lot of the songs that people may not know, right? Like that's when you really understand like who's been listening, like who's like a really like deep supporter and fan. And so it's super cool to like really like point them out. Cause then after the show, when I'm taking pictures and all that stuff, like, you know, we have a deeper connection in the sense of like, oh dang, I seen you rocking to this song. This wasn't a single, it wasn't on the radio. Like this is a deep cut. Like what you know about it. So, you know, those type of moments allow for me to readily identify like who's rocking with me on a deeper level. You know, certain songs that like obviously, you know, people buy tickets for. And so they just kind of hope, you know, like especially if they're coming to see me for the first time, they're hoping and praying that like it's more so like I hope he sounds decent. You know what I mean? And then when they come out of the show, it's like, you know what I mean? Like it's a whole another thing because it's like, you know, after the first note, it's like, all right, cool, he can sing. But now it's really about these moments, you know what I mean? So those are the songs, like to answer your question, those deep cuts.
So it's amazing that you said that because I was talking to one of my other cousins, she lives in Virginia, and she was like, People don't understand how underrated you really truly are. Like your voice, which I've already introduced in before we started talking, is like it's so you have your own unique sound, which I truly do appreciate. And my kids, I was telling them because they know, like I will loop like whatever song I get caught on for the day, I will loop it. So they'll be like, okay, mom,
Hey.
you're just gonna keep listening to Prototype. Like how many times you gonna like they
Yeah,
will
I
just
mean,
they
look, when
know.
it's good, it's good. You know what I mean? Yeah, for sure. For sure. And
So
thank you.
what
Thank you
if,
so much.
oh yes, listen, I'm a fan. So what are some of the things that you get when you're at shows? What are the common things that people say to you that, it doesn't get tired, but you just know they're going to say it?
I don't know. I think it's more so the fact that especially right now, it's like, I brought my friend, you know what I mean? I kept telling them, especially like if it's a group of them, if it's more than two or three, then somebody was the leader to say, we're going to this concert. And so that doesn't get old, but it's happening more and more in the sense of like, all you need is one person to really gather that friend group together to experience something. And it's nothing like that friend being right and being like, girl, I told you, whoever you was thinking about, that ain't this. And
Right, and
so
that
yeah, that's super dope. Yeah.
So what is like, I know that I've seen that you've done quite a few city wineries. Is there a particular connection to that? Because I know for me personally, any artist that I have seen at city wineries, I personally go because it is such a more intimate situation. I saw Dave Hollister a few weeks ago here in Philly, and it is mind-blowing. Like just being able to hear real music, real singing, the background singers be phenomenal. Like I go because I need to hear music. Is that one of the reasons that you really like to do City Winery?
Yeah, I think it's just the intimacy for sure. And then, I mean, I think at the end of the day too, it's a great venue to kind of build up your chops because it's so intimate that you can't hide, right? Like you can't hide your flaws, you can't hide nothing. And so, it's not enough space for you to have pyrotechnics and dancing lights. So like whatever that you do, you just have to do it. You have to do it well. You have to do it well in order for it to like really convey in City Winery. Like all the other stuff is just, it won't help you there.
No,
So
City
that's what
Winery,
I
it's
like.
real
Yeah.
intimate. It's real raw.
Yeah.
You hearing
Yeah.
all the things. When I sat with Dave Hollister, I literally was like pretty much front and I could hear every note. And I'm a choir director's daughter, so I go for notes. I'm listening for melodies. I'm listening for all of that. So that's really for music, for people who really, really, really are feeling music. My one question to you is, since you are a musician, are there any festivals or any music that you are like an artist you're waiting to see this summer? Because y'all artists are getting back out there. Y'all taking all of our coins. In case you didn't know, every time I turn around, there is a new artist. So, is there any artist that you're looking forward to seeing this summer?
Not really, to be honest. None in particular. But whoever I do see, I'll see. Yeah, that's all I'll say about that. But no,
I love that.
there's not too many artists that's getting my coin. Let's just say that. There's not too many artists that I feel like that I'm fanatical over. They're not new. Like, so Janelle Monae, she going, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I
Right.
mean? I'm a drop that to see her. It's certain artists that just move me in a way, and I like entertainers. I like performers, so you got to entertain me. Like I don't really like going to shows that's just vibes. Like I don't want to sit there and like watch you vibe out on stage. Like I want you to engage me. Like or I'm gonna start thinking about food or buy another drink or you contemplate going home early because you ain't played my favorite song or the only song I know by you.
Oh,
So,
Lord, I see.
I'm just saying.
But that's
I
true.
mean,
That's
people do the same thing to me in a sense of like they buy my
they
ticket
wait.
for a particular song. Now it's up to me of whether I'm doing my job to keep them entertained or not, bro. The level of what people do to me, I have the same expectation of others. So right now, Am I going to festivals to see people? Absolutely not. Will I go if I'm getting paid? Absolutely. and it just
I
so
know that's
happens
great.
that I see other people like their show. But no, those days of me going out of my way to go to a festival to just simply enjoy it and have a roster of artists that I want to see, that's very rare. And so no.
Have you
And
gotten to
long
the
story.
point? Have you gotten to the point of your career where you can go, can't possibly go out like to your favorite store without somebody stopping you? Have you gotten to that point of your career yet?
It's like halfway there. So like let's say if it's not every store, it's like every other store. So like,
Okay.
I'll go to the airport and like one of the TSA agents may know me, or like I'll go to, some type of cafe or whatever, some like, I love your music, and they always keep it like low key because I am low key. And so, I the energy that I give, they, reciprocate in return. And so it's super cool, you know what I'm saying? But for me to sit there and be like, oh yeah, I can't walk out my door without people, and I'm not even that type of artist. So you know what I mean? Like I'm very like super low key, like think of like John Legend, like as prolific and as amazing as John Legend is, like if you were to see him in the mall, like you're not gonna maul him. You know what I'm saying? Like you just be like, yo, I love your music. I've been rocking with you since X, Y, and Z, yada, yada, yada. You're gonna leave that man alone with his wife and his kids. You know what I mean? Versus
That's
somebody
how I
like,
roll.
you know what I'm
This
saying? Versus
is
somebody
real.
that may have a bigger star power, like a Usher or a Chris or a Beyonce or something like that. Then it's different because they built their careers to be more kind of mythical in a way. And so, that fandom and that whole energy is something different. So yeah, it's just yeah, I'm the type where it's like, look, I make great music and people who appreciate it, they appreciate it. We're gonna take a picture and then we're gonna keep it moving. That's it.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Are there any projects that you're working on right now, that's outside of music? Like, is there something else that's like on your heart, something you would love to do that's also outside of music?
I mean, I've been working on some things, or at least like making sure that all of the ducks are in a row, so I can't speak too soon on it, or it may not fall there. So I don't want to put my foot in my mouth, but I do think ahead in the sense of the money that I make in music will not last forever, and so it's about making sure that the pivot that you make is pivotal. You know what I mean? To financial stability, and so so far so good.
I love that.
Yeah.
So I know that again, a lot of times when people come out to concerts, they're listening, they're trying to hear all the things. And like you said, people are definitely going to have this one song. Is there one song that people tell you every single time that if you don't play it, it's going to be a problem?
Yeah, so no brainer. It's Long Song Away. That's the song. That's the one that went number one at radio and all that stuff. So, they come to hear that song yet again.
And that wouldn't
My
be my
job.
first choice. That
You
would not
know,
be my
but
first choice.
yeah, but but that's the thing. It's like everybody has their record, and my job is to, whether I do the record or not, to leave you satisfied. That's it. That's it.
Love that. So this is May's Mental Health Awareness a Month, and I want to know, what are some of the things that you do that are consistent with you to take care of you, because you do have a lot of hats. You know, you're a family, you have the career you're building, you have a lot of people pulling on you for different meetings and things. So I'm sure, like myself, you have so many things, you know, happening at one time. How do you slow down and literally just take care of you?
Sometimes that is hard, but sometimes you have to practice being even keel. You know what I mean? Like, to me, it's like the time that I do have for myself, I have to be intentional in how I spend it. So if I may have an hour for me, I have to say, I don't care about anybody else. So if I go to the gym, I don't care about anybody else in the gym. I don't care about anyone's attitude. I care about making me happy in that hour, because that may be all I have. And so that may sound very selfish. It may sound like I'm an asshole. It may sound like I'm a dickhead. But when you give so much of yourself to your work, to your family, whatever, you know what I'm saying? The time that you do have to yourself, like I've spent many a days like using that time for other things, like as far as like, okay, well, how do I get an edge up for the family, or let me start making something for the family because I want to, even in my individual time, to make sure that it's like, no, that's not self-care then, because it still revolved around other people. And so yeah, like you have to, like, whatever time you give yourself, you have to like be selfish and be in your own zone and protect your peace. Nobody can give you peace and nobody can take away your peace. Peace is something that is self-sustained and something that you have to harness and keep for yourself. And when that is interrupted, you cannot blame anybody else. I see so many people point fingers to say, you disrupted my peace and you made me disturbed. Yeah. And that's such a toxic trait. And I've been there. You know what I mean? But then understanding that no one is in charge of your peace. No one is in charge of your happiness. No one is in charge of it. You have the complete autonomy to feel how you feel. And it's okay to feel how you feel. If you're upset, be upset. But don't blame anybody for you being upset. You chose to be upset at the end of the day because of whatever reason, emotions or, ties to someone or whatever. We choose things. And so if you choose to be upset, live in that. Don't fight it. Be upset. Say, hey, I need a couple minutes. I'm upset. You know what I'm saying? Be in that. And let it go and let it pass. It'll pass. Watch a funny video, laugh your ass off, and then move on. Life goes on. That's it.
Well, first of all, I'm glad you said that because it's not selfish whatsoever. It is not selfish. I think we're taught that it is because we're supposed to be, people that give out, but you can't give everything out and not put nothing back in. And so,
Exactly.
I definitely am a huge component of like telling people, like, take your moment. I tell my kids, like, even with my kids, I say, it looks like you need a moment. Like, what
Yeah.
can you do? Like, can you do drawing? Can you do your art? Can you write a song? Can you do something? Because you need that moment to get yourself focused on whatever is going to be happy for that moment. Like, you are deserving of
Exactly.
those moments. And even with kids, people say, well, kids, they don't deserve that. They're not paying bills. But listen, kids have a
They
level of
deserve
stress. I couldn't be a kid in this age and time with social media and all of these things that I didn't have, and thank God I didn't have it because God didn't need to know that nobody need to see all that. But nonetheless, kids do have stress, and so I'm glad that you said about those selfish moments are necessary.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, so you will be here May the 24th on a Friday. I'm
Yes.
telling you right now, I've already cleared my schedule, so.
Wait, hold on. I don't think that's right. I think I'm there May 25th. May 25th. I'm in New
Okay.
York, May
May
24th.
25th. See, I'm messing it up now. It is May
Yeah, no,
25th.
it's okay. Look, hear you, everybody that's under the sound of my voice right now. Allow for me to clarify. So next week, I am in New York City, which is sold out. Too bad, so sad. Friday, May 24th. May 25th, I'm in Philly. Yet again, it is sold out. Too bad, so sad. And Sunday, May 26th, I am in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And there are tickets. So if you are in the surrounding areas of Pittsburgh, or if you've seen my show and you missed out and you didn't get a ticket, Pittsburgh is your last chance for this run of In the Raw 2024 to get your tickets to see me, because all the other cities are sold out, have been sold out, and I am blessed. Thank you for those who have came out to see me and support. If you have not, I will be back in your, particular city in the fall. I will be back in the fall. Philly, I don't know if I'm going to be doing City Winery again. I'm looking to do a bigger venue since you have sold out each and every time that I've been there. So I may be looking for a bigger venue. Needless to say, wherever I will be, I will be back in Philly in the fall.
And
So I'm
Philly will
looking forward
support.
to it.
Philly will support for sure. So yes, May 25th, and I will
Yes.
add the links for Pittsburgh in case anybody is listening and they need to get their tickets,
Yes.
because it is Memorial Day weekend, so you might as well start off on the
You
right.
know,
Start off on the
yeah, it
right.
might look, it's the city winery. So they're gonna have the wine, they're gonna have the margaritas. You know what I'm saying?
Lordy.
After church, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Get your
just
little
slide
buzz,
on in there.
get your little buzz in, and we out here. We in there.
Exactly. It's the weekend. You ain't
Yeah.
even got to go to work on Monday, so you ain't even got no excuse. So,
Jeez, facts.
facts. So, thank you so much for being a part of this conversation. As always, you are always a joy, and I look forward to the show, and we will talk soon.
So, what did you think? I absolutely, absolutely enjoyed talking to Kevin. Again, the tickets are sold out. This show is on the 25th, Saturday, starting of the Memorial Day weekend. If you've got your tickets, you're going to have an amazing time. If you didn't, make sure you try to get to the Pittsburgh show because you already know he's going to do a big one there. Other than that, I hope you have the most amazing weekend and I hope you have a good week. Thank you for listening to Conversations with Toy.
Thank you as always for joining me. And I know that even in the deepest or joyful conversations, that there's something we can learn and apply. Until next time, I hope that you are doing better. If not, we will be back to talk some more and handle it. Peace to you and yours. Stay grounded.